The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 25. When I pointed out to Alvy the group of mounted figures that were rapidly closing in on us from behind, he did not seem overly concerned. He merely shrugged and dismissed my concern. He assumed that this was merely some other group of explorers roaming the lesser hills in search of lost cities and such like. But these folks didn't really seem like they were engaged in a spot of idle roaming to me. They were riding fast, and they were headed straight for us. I called Hobie's attention to them. Hobie's reaction was the polar opposite of Alvy's. His eyes bugged right out of his head. Not an attractive look for him, I might add, and he immediately turned and spurred his camel uphill, shouting at us to hurry after him. This, I needn't add, panicked both Alvy and me, and we instantly followed our guide's advice. Even our camels seemed frightened by the closing menace. The six of us were soon charging uphill as quickly as we were able. This, I guess, was not all that quick, as camels are not renowned for their uphill speed. Not to belittle those fine animals, I am sure that even a fairly sedentary example of the breed could best me in an uphill dash from a standing start, but it appeared that the group behind us were on horseback, and they were making considerably better time than we were. I could see, from my frightened glimpses backward, that there were about 30 of them, and they did not seem at all friendly. Even at some distance they seemed hostile, and it was now clear to everyone that they were following us. When we zigged, they zigged, and when we zagged, well, you get the picture. I was just turning round from checking on the size of the gap that separated my camels behind from the head of the lead horse of our pursuers, when I espied, off to the east and slightly ahead of us, Roger, Sammy, and Mr. Freddy Bananas III. They were smiling and waving. Neither Alvy nor Hobie, who were both bent low over the necks of their straining beasts, had noticed them, but I waved back. My wave, however, was not a smiling, happy wave of welcome and acknowledgement, but a frantic, frenzied wave of panic and warning, a kind of get the hell out of here, you fools, we are in terrible danger wave. This message, sadly, I was not successful in putting across. The three of them, including Mr. Freddy Bananas III, waved again, and continued their amble in our general direction. Now Alvy and Hobie noticed them, and they too began a form of frenzied waving not unlike mine, in a desperate attempt to warn the trio of our friends. Finally, the smallest and hairiest of the three seemed to pick up on our distress, or perhaps the distress of our camels. Freddy stood up on the back of Roger's camel and began his excited bouncing again. This combined, no doubt with the fact that our little group was not slowing at all in our approach, caused Sammy and Roger to twig. Their expressions changed, and when they finally saw our pursuers, there were six of us charging uphill on our camels, fearing for our very lives.